You are listening to 24 Hours of Student Power. My name's Eric, and I am here with very special guests, the Syrup Trap, or three members of the Syrup Trap.
Yes.
Who are you?
We are Nick.
I am Paul.
And this is Woody.
I thought we established that we are all Nick.
I'm so sorry. I'm Nick.
I am Nick.
We're all Nick.
And you can be too.
Yeah. If you join the Syrup Trap.
So what is the Syrup Trap, Eric?
Oh.
Shit. Eric, do you want to describe your relationship to the Syrup Trap?
I can,
this
yeah.
is how Eric, this is Eric's history with the Syrup Trap. 2 years ago, Eric and I had coffee.
Yeah.
It's like when people have coffee, business coffee. Hey, yeah. You want to have coffee? Yeah.
At Starbucks, yeah.
At Starbucks
in the village.
The most coffee. And then...
Wait, you can just call Starbucks the most coffee.
Yeah, Starbucks is... A coffee at Starbucks is the most...
Extra percolated?
No, I just mean it's the most stereotypical kind of coffee. Anyway, no, but the point is... Eric came to pitch meetings for, I think, half a year.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, you were doing some other things, but
I went on exchange.
You went on exchange? Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's a good excuse. And, but you remained on the Syrup Trap Facebook chat.
Yeah.
And you continue to look over it.
Yeah.
You are the patron saint of the Syrup Trap Facebook chat.
Thank you.
And every once in a while I see seen by Eric Coates. I'm like, Eric's there watching.
Yeah.
Thank you for being the patron saint.
Yeah, in my history with the Syrup Trap, I think I've published one article.
I think it might have been two or even three.
Okay.
Two or three of your ideas, I think.
Yeah.
The Syrup Trap.
But
Eric, what is the Syrup Trap?
Hold on. Let's go through the history.
I
made a podcast with Nathan.
Yes, you did. You made the first episode of a podcast, yes.
But Eric, what is the Syrup Trap?
And since then, I've probably done this is the third year in a row that we've done this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people don't need to know who we are because they can go back to previous years.
Just look up, go to CITR.ca, look up previous podcasts for special broadcasts, look at the student special 24 Hours of Student Power of the years 2014 or 2013.
Yep.
Search to around, I think it was in the evening as well.
Yep. Absolutely.
Look, and then just listen, I'd say between 6 and midnight of either of those years. And
both
at
of
some,
those years.
Both of those years, and you'll get a good idea.
Don't Google Syrup Trap. Just do that.
That's about 3 hours of student power, I think, for us.
That's a lot of hours of student power.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah. This is powerful stuff right now. Should I explain what the Syrup Trap is?
Yeah, please.
I'd like Eric to be honest.
Eric, what is the Syrup Trap?
Yeah.
The Syrup Trap is an online publication that has been published once in print. It is a satire magazine,
Damn
I guess.
Right it is.
And publishes also comedic fiction. Mm-hmm. And it started off as a UBC satire magazine, but now it's grown beyond that. Mm-hmm. And it's Canada's favorite humor magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anything else?
You nailed it.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah. And now we're here again at 24 Hours of Student
Power. I put the Syrup Trap on my resume. I should know what it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's right there. It's like research assistant, president of CITR.
President of the Syrup Trap.
Syrup Trap contributor, years 2012 to 2014.
I'd be okay with Eric, president at large.
President at large, emeritus.
Patron saint of the Syrup Trap.
Please, Syrup Trap man.
I'm only okay with that if you'll call me like Lil President.
Lil President.
Or like Young President.
We should let people know.
Young
Everyone at the Syrup Trap has a nickname involving the word president. Yeah.
So, I already have one. Wait, I don't even mean that because I'm a disgraced former presidential candidate.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You're also anyone else.
I'm also anyone else. That's my cute nickname from Paul.
Anyone else?
I don't really see other people as people.
He just sees them all as Winnie's face. Yeah. It's just like everyone else. He's like, oh, whatever. So jaded.
Anyway, this is what usually happens when we visit CITR.
Yeah, pretty much.
We have an unplanned 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We kind of just grasp for the next thing. What, Eric, what is 24 hours of student power? You've probably explained this all day.
I haven't, but...
No?
I'm very willing to.
Can I guess what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, that's better.
Let's each of us guess what 24 hours of student power is.
Okay. My first guess is that... It's where, like, students do their own radio shows for 24 consecutive hours. But my second guess is it's where everything stops being powered by regular electricity, and then you just have, like, these students who you pay in, like, course credits, and they are, like, wheeled, like, just, like, bicycling in the back. And you're like, don't worry, it's really good. You're doing really good.
Yeah.
And then somebody else is like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so glad I took this pass-fail. Yeah, that's my other guess.
That's pretty good guess.
Paul, what do you think is 24 hours of student power?
At first, I thought it was some kind of student movement, you know, to increase international student tuition, but I wasn't quite sure if that was exactly the right thing. I hear that's a problem, that it's not. At least I feel like my hand is not enough in other people's pockets yet.
I would say that I'm pretty up to date on the whole, like, tuition things, and, you know, it's all, like, all
pretty
upsetting.
I've paid my tuition
and
as well,
I would
yeah.
say that, like, it's true that for every dollar that you pay, UBC will match that in how much they expect from international students. They just add it on. We're ranking it up. One day we'll be as good as America.
I think a nice thing would be if they could get those international students to also carry us around, so it's not just sort of
a
metaphorical carrying us, it's actually lifting us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, because I feel a little inconvenient.
Money
so I have
can
to
only
walk
go
everywhere.
So far.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get
I
bodies
want some
involved.
Symbolic guarantee.
I mean, that, really, what is a degree worth?
Exactly.
If not having a bunch of international students carry you around like you were supposed to be.
Yeah. Piper.
Yeah. That's what being Canadian
Martha.
Is. Letting your muscles atrophy to the point that you need to be carried everywhere.
I'm getting there. Yeah, I'm near skeletal already.
Good.
That's so bad. I actually, the other day, I was talking on the phone, and I was holding it with my left hand up to my ear and mm-hmm. carrying, I think, grocery bags or something in my other hand so I can switch. And after 10 minutes of talking on the phone, I went to move, but I'm so weak that I was in pain. I was like,
oh, no.
I moved my arm, and it was like I'd just done like 30 minutes of curls.
Wow.
Yeah.
You said curls, and I was like utterly unfamiliar what that means.
It's like when you scribble, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever done 30 minutes of curls, Eric?
No.
Do you know what that feels like?
No. No, as you can
so
tell.
So you're lying. So
hey, I was imagining.
Untruths. You were okay. You imagine that's what.
It's what I suspect.
Minutes of curls does not feel like holding your phone up to your face.
But you
for
don't.
Five
it was. It was.
I don't know what that feels.
Excruciatingly painful.
Nick, we measure our time in experience.
Curls. So do we have to do 30 minutes of curls here on this radio show right now?
Starting to feel like it.
Of mind curls,
yeah.
Of joke curls.
Joke curls.
Curling, just curling with our brains.
It's a physical
curling
filibuster.
Around words. Mm.
So 24 hours of student power is 24 hours of radio that's...
It's a new drug that kids are taking.
Yeah.
It's when they drink an entire bottle of Tylenol with codeine. And then for 24 hours...
They're powered up.
Like, we were joking about how there's, like, a thing, like, a disclaimer, like, not to listen to this show with young kids, but, like, probably they shouldn't because you did just recommend...
Yeah, I think that was a good disclaimer.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Terrible drink.
Because all those children below the age of 12 listening to CITR...
You should not tune in right now.
No.
I'm sorry. We have Film Sock in a bit later...
Mm-hmm.
That should be more appropriate.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys going to talk about then?
I don't know. Dirty films have ever existed, so that's...
You guys can stick around if you want.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I think we're going to go home and sleep because it's 10 p.m.
Yeah.
It's my bedtime.
The syrup trap doesn't make these
That's what we all do. We all crawl
we
into one
jokes.
Bed. Eric, you're missing out, man.
This is what pitch meetings have become?
They've become.
We saved up for an office, and it's one big bed.
In my day, it was just going to Buchanan E.
Oh, yeah.
And
I still have the keys to that building.
What?
Even though I graduated 2 years ago.
Can I have them?
I shouldn't say this.
For my special project.
No.
No.
That's okay. I can still access the old CITR studio.
Oh,
I
nice.
Study there regularly. It's great.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So 24 hours of student power. Sorry yeah. for interrupting you.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, it's 24 hours of radio that's by students, interviewing student clubs and initiatives, and also just shows that students do.
I mean, I'm hearing you, Eric, but like I don't get some of the terms you're saying. So what is radio?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Basically,
is that something you could listen to on the internet?
Radio is like, why did you wear a Syrup Trap branded T-shirt?
That's
it's not television.
Oh yeah.
I've heard of television. Yeah. I know it's something like YouTube, but this radio thing—that's what I'm not quite.
Radio's like YouTube without images.
Without images. Okay, mm-hmm. Sure. So like when you're studying, you just got a couple of YouTubes on in the background,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So and so that's like what happens there. It's like this ear thing starts happening, right?
The
radio
sound.
Is like a bad podcast all the time.
You know, all of my friends seem to have podcasts, and I feel like I'm sort of missing out right now because mm-hmm. I don't have a podcast.
You know, maybe you could get into this radio thing.
I hear it's a little bit like podcasting. The only thing is that I think like to podcast about something, you need to be just slightly knowledgeable, right? Mm-hmm. You can't be actually knowledgeable in something, and you can't know nothing about it. You have to just be just slightly knowledgeable, so you think you know a lot more than you actually do.
You need to know the sounds of the words.
Yeah, I know a lot of word sounds. Yeah. Like, or...
No, you don't need to know a lot. You just need to know the ones that you're speaking of directly.
Yeah.
I looked it up. It's a lot of regulations.
We know a lot of word sounds at the Syrup Trap. That's why we're so successful as a publication.
In print.
And print.
Yeah.
Because we know so many word sounds.
How successful are you now?
Pretty successful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, speak the truth.
The success is
Preach.
Flowing.
We've been on the radio 3 times.
When I listen to rap, I like relate to it a little bit. I'm like familiar with the concept of a gold chain.
Okay.
Although I don't have one, I'm learning.
One day.
We have this little thing called a website.
Okay.
With a
WordPress. What's the website?
Syruptrap.ca.
Okay.
And we have a Twitter and a Facebook.
I think he was saying, what's a website?
Wait, what's a website? Oh, right. We're exploring fundamental terms right
yeah.
now. This is what's going on.
I thought it was supposed
studio.
To be who can get more excited about Christmas.
Right.
That was the original topic.
Yeah, we were going to
argue about that.
Christmas. Well, I just said
You can say it.
Talk.
We
no.
played a content warning.
Eric, it's good that you bring up Christmas because we actually have a Christmas-related announcement.
Hit me. Hit the listeners.
The Syrup Trap.
Don't hit the listeners.
Is happy to hit the listeners with this piece of information.
We impregnated a virgin.
That's the metaphor that we use for every action at the Syrup Trap. Hitting. Hit
we,
me with a
we
joke.
Hit a woman.
Hit me
hit
with
a
more
virgin
information.
And now she's going to have a baby.
We're releasing Ooh. A Christmas themed project.
Can you speak more about that, or is that it?
Paul, how much do you want to reveal about this project?
Well, first of all, it's going to be at least as coherent as this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing.
That's pretty good.
That's an ironclad guarantee. Yeah.
That's the Syrup Trap brand you're paying for
yeah.
there.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, I'd so pay $10 a month for that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else should, too.
Yeah.
Should we drop any more hints about what this is? Should we mention what genre it is?
It's in the Christmas genre.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a holiday that happens about once a year around this time.
That's right.
And there are a lot of songs that are sort of related to Christmas. And the Syrup Trap, let's just say, we put our own little spin on it.
You gave away one big piece of information there. It involves songs.
Ooh.
Should we say it? Should we say what it is? It's a Christmas album.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We're releasing a Syrup Trap Christmas album.
How long is the album?
It's the length of a standard album, Eric.
Like 40 minutes?
Maybe.
At the low end.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's...
triple album.
This is not some kind of 2-minute album.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know
it
what album...
It is most definitely not a 2-minute album.
No, it's much longer than that. It's about as... It's about the length of a Beyonce album.
Okay.
It's just like a Beyonce album.
It's just like one.
Yeah. It's like Beyonce does Christmas.
You know what, Eric? It was recorded right there. Right in that studio. Right there.
Was it all recorded at CFPR, really?
Well, it's going to be recorded.
Yeah, we've been using the equipment in this radio station.
Yeah.
To record it.
Yeah.
And to be recording it in the future.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we can reveal for now. It's going to be a Syrup Trap Christmas album.
Can I get involved?
It's fairly late in the process, so it's a bit late. But if you'd like to be in on one of these sessions.
Yeah, you could absolutely, let's say, first of all, market it for us. That would be excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
Mention it as often as possible. Mm-hmm. Tweet about it. Yeah, that will be fine ways to do it. But you know what? We can talk about it. We can jam about it. I think the most exciting part is that it will have a physical instantiation. You may buy this album at some point and have an object in your hand. And let me tell you, it's going to be sweet. It's mm-hmm. going to be a jewel case.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we can reveal.
That's special. Most CDs Winnie? Aren't in jewel cases.
Mm.
Thoughts?
I don't have any. I have none. I don't have thoughts. I don't have those. I have a woman brain.
I'm glad we clarified that.
Yeah, my fragile disposition just cannot handle the thoughts of music or...
That's Winnie's real voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been faking the whole time.
Yeah, I've been suppressing it. I was like, what fake accent should I pick? From Ottawa Valley. Yeah. Perfect. I picked the sexiest voice around. It's good. So we can talk about shit about Christmas now?
Well, we have one more thing. I think we're going to show a snippet from the album.
Oh, I have to cue that.
Oh, while I talk about this, Paul will... I don't know. I don't even know. Paul, do you want to just hold the laptop to the microphone or...
Just plug it in and then we'll have better quality.
Okay. We thought it would be funny if we played it into the microphone and it was shitty. But...
Yeah, see, once I did a conversation where someone was on the phone.
Yeah.
But not on speakerphone, so just on the phone. And I was interviewing them over the radio. So I would speak into the microphone and then put their voice next to the microphone and it was...
Bad.
Yeah, it was awful.
It wasn't funny. It was awful.
No. Yeah, it was just my voice was really loud, and you can hear what they said.
Oh, that's gross.
Okay, should mm-hmm. I just press play here?
Hold your horses. Yeah, press play.
This is straight off the album.
Now, this is an instrumental track. There will be words recorded and placed over top of this instrumental. But as you can see, it's coming together.
You may have heard this one. This may be a little chestnut from your childhood.
Eric, can you guess what song this is?
White Christmas.
Guess again.
Jingle Bells.
Eric, are you just naming every Christmas song?
I honestly
song you know?
Don't know many Christmas really? Songs. Yeah, I'm in piano classes, and she's like, you know these, and I don't know any of them.
You know how condescending piano teachers always are.
Yeah.
Is this just going to be the what soundtrack song of our this? Interview now? This is Santa Baby.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Imagine someone tuning in right now. And so this show is just this song
yes,
in the back.
Imagine if somebody did tune in.
Wow, imagine if someone
crazy
listened to CITR.
What a schmuck.
And so, you know, this may just sound like a regular MIDI track to you, but we went and hired a composer to put this together. So this isn't just like taken off the internet. Somebody actually sat down and composed this for us because at the Syrup Trap, we care about quality.
Every component of this album was made in-house. The album photography, the words, the MIDI tracks, everything was created by us. All of it is original content. So we would encourage...
Original, CanCon, local,
yes,
FemCon?
100% local.
No FemCon.
No FemCon? That's you're not involved?
Rule. That's Winnie's rule.
I'm not.
No.
Well, yeah, because you don't like Christmas.
What is the FemCon requirements? Like, because maybe, actually.
I don't like, oh. There are actually no FemCon. I know that from.
No, but like, what is it?
Like, you're not. You don't legally have to play.
We don't legally have
to
play.
The only one that's not enforced is the women one.
Yeah, no, it's like a station policy.
Yeah.
But like, what? Like, this is an actual question. What does FemCon mean? Like, because we have female singers, but not especially composers. Is that
so? FemCon, there's like four. There's four parts. I guess that they count for a song. So writing the music, writing the lyrics, performing it, and producing it. If a woman is involved in two of those, so either like performing and wrote the lyrics or wrote the lyrics and produced it, whatever, two of the four, if there are females involved, then it's considered FemCon.
Yeah, that's not us.
Yeah, unfortunately, we only have one of those.
Nope. Yeah.
Two different females, though, so.
Oopsie. Yeah.
That's something.
Terrible. It's a travesty.
Yeah. We have a lot to...
Well, I mean, that's a state of comedy, though. You know, like, historically.
Yes, absolutely. Completely, completely, very, very white and very male.
Yeah.
100%. It is still that way.
Yeah, I mean, you have, like...
As it should be.
God damn it, Winnie.
Oh, yes, my favorite activity, undermining myself. But yeah, it kind of is in some ways.
Comedy is very white and male, or your favorite activity is undermining yourself?
The second one.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, it's not cool.
It's not cool. Really cool.
I said cool as in like the general.
It's cool, but it helps
that's true.
Me
it's
to
a general...
do comedy. By...
Sorry?
That's cool. I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Anyway, so that's the album.
We're just going.
I just want to point out that you know, bringing yourself up is sort of exactly the same as bringing everybody else down, right? So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Same thing.
But also, bringing everyone else down is the same thing as bringing everyone else up. Bringing
Why?
Yourself
no.
up.
No.
Well, that's what.
I don't know.
Being a bad person to everyone else is kind of like being a good person to you. Kids, good thing they're listening
to
that. Yeah, no, I'm just saying to the kids who are listening.
It's only kids who are listening. It's only 12-year-olds listening.
It's only
12-year-olds who are not sure why Christmas is bad because we never explained it. Now they're gonna go do curls for an hour. You know, some veiny 12-year-olds.
Christmas
yeah,
curls.
The 12-year-olds that are the backbone of the radio listenership.
In society as
yeah.
a whole.
As a whole. Yeah, if we can't get international students to carry us, then we'll just get the 12-year-olds.
How much do you think that we could charge 12-year-olds tuition-wise? We'd be like, you're a burden, and it's harder to house you, etc.
How much do you think we could charge them?
Yeah, how much do you think we could charge 12-year-olds? Because there are totally some just like batshit insane parents who would be like, I have the smartest boy on earth, he's my child. And then they would come to college or whatever. And
if 12-year-olds could go to college.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They have that. It's just called private school.
That
it's
sounds
like
a
different.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
You know what that's like already.
This sounds like what you really want to do is charge parents for the chance to get their 12-year-olds into college sooner. And in that case, I say they're worth at least four international students if I were to kind of put a dollar amount on that.
Well, there are 12-year-olds that go to university.
Yeah, but they get scholarships. I'm not talking about those.
Like
I'm talking about the ones that don't deserve
there's
it.
There's like a ton of 15-year-olds, but like there's
yeah.
like one 12-year-old.
Like I'd say per university.
12
per three
university?
Universities. Yeah. Like big universities.
Wow.
I would assume.
Are there conferences? Do they know each other?
I would like to think so.
Yeah, they probably don't know anybody, though. If you're 12 years old at a university, there's not much social life for you there.
Yeah, it's probably really stressful.
I could
well,
give you know.
You're lame.
Listen, if you're 12 years old and at this university and listening right now, you can have part of my beard and just paste it onto
your
face.
You're offering 12-year-olds part of your beard?
Yeah, if they can find me, they can collect on it.
If they can find you, but you're gonna hide really, really.
That
well.
Is.
I spend a lot of time hiding from 12-year-olds, so yes, I'm very good at it. But that's why they will absolutely deserve my beard.
And 12-year-olds spend so much time hiding from you,
Paul.
Paul's
like a reverse pedophile. He's repelled by 12-year-olds, and he hides from them whenever he can.
They're actually
I think
a
that's just like
energy.
A normal person. Like most people don't like 12-year-olds.
It's a terrible.
It's like not
age.
A reverse. Everyone is a reverse pedophile, ideally.
That's true.
You should not laud Paul for this, behavior.
No, okay.
So
I think it's neutral pedophile, not reverse pedophile, but.
So we have here Joey from the Film Society.
Hey, Joey.
Here at Hi, UBC, joining us, where Film Society was scheduled. So Joey was scheduled to start chatting at 10:30, but we can do an organic switch over.
Okay. I just sorry.
Do you want to say hi?
But what time is it now?
It's
10:33.
So you're 3 minutes late.
Yeah, well, I was here about 2 minutes ago.
So. Yeah, but
1 minute late.
But you didn't start talking on time, so I think you kind of messed up, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you messed up.
There's a really tight schedule here.
I don't want to get off on the wrong
you
foot
had one
here,
shot.
Man,
but you sort of started off on the wrong foot, yeah. So.
I'm just giving the classic film stock approach of sort of being late and disorganized and...
You're on brand.
A little bit drunk. Yeah. So.
Perfect. Okay.
Great, that's the kind of quality we can expect from the Film Society.
Ooh, do I smell a rivalry?
Okay.
CITR.
I was trying to bring people together here.
Oh, no.
Build community.
Well, it's Christmas. You tore everyone apart.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are some good Christmas movies that we should be checking out?
Die Hard and the sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Home Alone.
Which ones? Which sequels?
I forget if all of them are
Live
Christmas.
Free or Die Hard.
You forget?
I think you said that Home Alone was a sequel to Die Hard. That's what I heard there.
The
alternate
prequel?
Universe.
like Macaulay Culkin is playing like Bruce Willis as a child.
Home Alone is a sequel to the Saw movies, if you guys didn't know that.
How
That's
so?
A
Explain.
Well-established thing that Macaulay Culkin's character... learns how to be the Saw dude in those movies by creating elaborate traps to capture criminals and evildoers and exacting kind of a sick thrill out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a prequel or a sequel?
It's a prequel. It's a okay. sequel to Die Hard.
Sequel to Die Hard, prequel to Saw.
Yeah, Bruce Willis
That's
finally
the generation.
Reverts into his cherubic baby state, then grows up into Macaulay Culkin, who then becomes the Saw man.
Okay, it makes sense.
I heard the prequel to Die Hard was Gandhi.
Gandhi?
With Ben Kingsley?
Yeah.
I heard he won an Oscar for that.
I heard it was like kind of racist. Did
well, Ben.
Face.
Yeah, but Ben Kingsley is I think his father's Indian.
Oh. Okay, then.
But there
not.
Was. See,
like,
I always,
is it
no,
then it's
but
not?
See, the thing is, I actually find this very interesting because I think like any person that could be from like Morocco to Afghanistan is played by Ben Kingsley in the movies. Like, in the fictions. No, there's like that Ridley Scott movie that came out last year about Exodus, and Ben Kingsley was like the Pharaoh king. It's ridiculous. Right? Am I the only one
yeah,
here?
Yeah, no, that's
no,
super ridiculous.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
thanks.
Sure.
Visually, like, he's a great actor.
No, he is.
But
he's also used a lot in
It's like,
that
I'm sure
fashion.
There are other, you know, actors from that
Who
giant swath of the population.
Well, it's time for our smooth transition.
Yeah, now we gotta go.
Okay, hold on.
Seamless.
So, we had the syrup trap on. How do we find you guys again?
You should find us at syruptrap.ca. On Twitter, we are Syrup Trap. On Facebook, we are Syrup Trap. Google us by typing the words The Syrup Trap into Google. You could just Google Canada Humor Magazine.
We're the only result.
We're the only only result in a bad index
oh,
category.
Oh, do you know the internet satire thing called The Manatee? It's New Brunswick.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah. I don't get
satire.
Any of the jokes. Because I'm not from New Brunswick.
Yeah, when I went there, I Googled something, and that was the first thing that popped up. So.
That sounds like an exciting publication.
Yeah.
New Brunswick
from,
satire.
If you're from Fredericton, I suppose. Well, anyways, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having us. This was great.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank
I was mainly
you.
Thanking Winnie.
Anyone else?
Thank you, too.
Yeah,
and
no
thank
problem.
You, too, Mr. Filmsock, for stopping by as well.
Joey.
Joey.
He's Nick.
I'm Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
She's Winnie. or anyone else.
And we are the Syrup Trap, and I'm off.
All right, thank you. So we'll just keep going. There's no need to transition.
I'm here already.
So, Joey, what is Film Sock?
So Film Sock is one of the oldest clubs at UBC, and we're essentially, I guess we have three kind of different like roles or directions that we're trying to kind of like push the club in. So the first and probably primary one of those roles is to run the Norm Theater on campus, which is located in the sub. And what we offer there,
the old sub.
In the old sub, yeah, not yeah. this place.
I guess it's called the Nest.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've heard that.
It's weird. I think first year.
The Nest just kind of conjures up in my image like a gross student cuddle puddle kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, maybe that's fun. Maybe that's not gross. But yeah, in the old sub, you can find the Norm Theater. And what we do there is show 10 movies a week. So that's 2 movies every day from Wednesday to Sunday.
Okay.
And the cool thing about that is that if you buy a Film Sock membership, which is just $5, regardless of whether you're a student or not, you can come to any of those movies or as many of those movies as you want to.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's a pretty good deal, and they're pretty cool movies. Yeah, essentially, Film Sock has gone through a bit of a change around this year.
Who curates them?
So our film booking person, Dion, curates them with input from the rest of the club.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
And she has pretty good taste. I mean, I think we're all pretty happy with the movies this year. So we're going a bit of a different route, where in the past, Film Sock and the Norm really was struggling to make money.
Yeah.
And like most independent theaters, like the Dunbar, for instance, just had to kind of play to the lowest common denominator and show whatever big box office movie of the past year we thought would bring in the most people.
Yeah.
And it didn't really work because no one was coming anyways. So we kind of scrapped that model for this year. And under a new educational licensing, we're allowed to show movies and just not pay the rights for them, essentially.
Yeah,
so
any
we can
movies
play
in
wherever
the,
we want.
In the Videomatica Library at UBC, right?
Yep. So yeah, essentially.
Do you ever borrow movies from there?
You know, I never have, actually. I really should, though.
It's
I feel
great.
Like, yeah, no, they. I mean, they have a huge collection. I watch movies at the Norm probably twice a week, usually, so I see a number of them there, but yeah.
Yeah, I have in my backpack that I was going to bring back the movie To Be or Not To Be by Ernst Lubitsch in the 40s. You ever seen that movie?
No.
It's a great film.
Yeah? What's it about?
It is about, well, it's set in Warsaw in Poland in 1939, just before, the beginning of the Nazi invasion. So there's this theater troupe, and they're going to put on, a satirical play about the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that it's going to premiere, the Nazis invade Poland, so they have to scrap it. So they then go on to play Hamlet. So as that's starting, the main actor and the main actress from the theater troupe are married.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a suitor, you know, who wants to strike up an affair, and she's enamored. So she says, leave during the to be or not to be soliloquy. So he goes, so every time the main guy goes to do to be or not to be, this guy in the second row gets up and leaves, and he ends up being a Polish resistance pilot. So one thing leads to another. The Polish resistance pilot is in England. There's this spy, this Nazi spy who's pretending to be a Polish guy of the resistance, and he gets the names of all these people basically back home in Poland to kill. And one of them is the main actress because the pilot loved her, I guess. So this guy goes, and then shenanigans ensue, basically, with the theater actors pretending to be the Nazis, and it's just a very complicated screwball comedy that
okay,
really
so it's
satir-
a comedy. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's a satire kind of
yeah. Video. It satirizes basically, fascism and Nazism. There's a lot of good art imitating reality stuff, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a good dig at like bureaucracy. It's a very funny movie. As well. Yeah. Apparently, I was reading before the Grand Budapest Hotel came out that, oh, well, this critic said that it seems like the director that Wes Anderson is most influenced by is Ernst Lubitsch, who directed this movie. And apparently Billy Wilder had in his office a sign on his wall that said, "What would Lubitsch do?"
Huh, cool.
So, yeah, there you go.
Good film history there.
Yeah, great movie at the library. You can get it for free. You rent them for or borrow them for 3 days, and then you can renew it up to 10 times.
Yeah. No, the Videomatica collection is probably one of the coolest things on campus that students generally, I assume, don't take advantage of.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge library.
So what are some movies you've seen lately at the Norm?
At the Norm lately, I wish I had my schedule on hand. What did I watch the other day? It's gonna bug me now. I watch a ton of movies there.
Is your schedule online?
It should be online. Yeah.
Well, we can pull it up. What's the website?
Just UBC Film Society.
UBC Film Society. .com.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Hold on, listeners. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Here, and this is 24 Hours of Student Power. I'm with Joey LeBrun. Is that right?
Yeah. Got it.
Nice. from Film Society. We're talking about movies, just stuff, chatting.
Just hanging out.
The Syrup Trap was here earlier, goofing off. I've had them here 3 times, or once in the past 3 years. And I think they've degenerated each following year into just further mayhem, but I'm not sure if they get funnier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're great. No, maybe I shouldn't say this on the radio.
We'll turn off the mics. Actually, we'll talk about it later. But yeah, I feel like that experience was very enjoyable for me. I feel like it's like watching some types of comedy, where it's just painful.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, where do you
like,
find
it's like
this?
I'm sure they're having a lot of fun.
Where is this?
It should be right there in the empty square, but maybe we haven't updated. Try and go back a month. Can you do that? Can you do it in November?
Yeah. What, November 4th?
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, so scroll down a bit.
Okay, so
I watched Alien there.
I think I've seen Alien a long time ago.
I watched Thin Blue Line. I watched
that's a great movie.
Most of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Nice.
Big Lebowski.
How was that beer garden?
It was good. It was huge. We almost sold out the Norm.
See, you know what's funny is I really wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought that I couldn't go because I had a presentation on Monday and I was going away to the Sunshine Coast on Saturday. So I had to get most of my presentation done on Friday, basically. But then Monday comes around and my presentation has been postponed.
Oh, no.
And I just had the presentation today.
Oh, so you could have gone.
I could have gone.
Yeah.
But I didn't know at the time.
Yeah, totally.
It would have been a severe rolling of the dice.
You've seen the movie before.
I've gone in the past 2 years to the beer garden.
Yeah, this is a fun one, though. It was the biggest beer garden I've ever seen.
That's great.
We played the same. I don't know if you remember last year, we played Human Bowling.
Oh, yeah. That's
awesome. We did
that
again. It's a good, kind of chaos.
Okay, what else do we have?
So I don't think I watched any of the more of the ones you have up there right now. I watched Ghost World and part of Tank Girl. I watched The Player. Have you seen The Player?
No.
That's a good movie.
Who's in it? What's it about?
No real big names. Bruce Willis and Jane Fonda, I think, are in it for five seconds. They make a weird cameo. No other big names. It's sort of it's about this producer, this studio exec who accidentally...
Oh, it's Robert Altman.
Yeah, it's a Robert Altman movie.
Cool.
Not a whole lot of actors, though, who I recognized at least. But this producer who kills a writer and then has to kind of... deal with the consequences of that, a little kind of Crime and Punishment-esque.
Okay.
But then kind of makes a movie about his experience. But it's also just a take on the industry and on the kind of bullshit of trying to make your film idea into a piece of art and just having it butchered by studio execs.
Yeah, well, Altman, like, cut his chops in the studio system, like, in TV. Apparently, I read an autobiography about John Cassavetes, and John Cassavetes was, like, a hired hand director and actor. Like, he got famous as an actor when he was young, and then he made Shadows in 1959. And then I think in the early 60s, mid-60s, he worked in, like, the studio, and Robert Altman was in the office next to him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a ton of Cassavetes movies, but I've just heard good things.
I love him and his movies. And, I mean, I like him. I love Gina Rowlands, you know, his wife, and who Muse acts in most of his movies. I haven't seen a ton. I've seen Shadows, Minnie and Moskowitz, and A Woman Under the Influence.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all,
you know, I hear
great movies.
Yeah, I hear they're great. It's on my list.
What do you think of Terrence Malick?
Okay, so I like most of his movies. I haven't seen a ton of them, but Badlands?
Yeah.
Badlands is a great movie. I'm a fan.
What about The Tree of Life?
So I haven't seen Tree of Life. That was the big one that came to mind that I was like, I can't really talk about Terrence Malick that much because I haven't seen Tree of Life. And
have you seen To the Wonder?
I haven't seen To the Wonder.
Okay, that's interesting because have you seen The Thin Red Line?
Thin Red Line?
Yeah.
No. I know what that is.
That was a movie made in the 90s, I think. It was like a war movie.
Cool.
Yeah. Because, see, I've only seen To the Wonder and Tree of Life, and I hated both of those films.
Yeah, I've heard. I know
but I've heard
very,
Badlands
divisive.
Is great.
Yeah, Badlands. I'm trying to think of what else he's done. It sucks that I feel like I consume a lot of movies and media. I just have a really bad memory for names.
Well, I guess that's better than having a bad memory for the content. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, because there's another movie of his that I'm trying to remember the name of that is escaping me, but that's okay. I watched a movie, a cool movie the other night that you might enjoy called, okay, here we go.
Days of Heaven?
So, yeah, I've seen Days of Heaven.
The New
beautiful
World?
Movie. Days of Heaven is the Golden Hour movie where every scene was shot just in that period. Before dusk, where the light is supposedly the best for filming.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's a beautiful movie.
Well, actually, one thing I must say, even though I hate Terrence Malick, I think he's a pretentious asshole. The cinematography in his films, like stylistically, he's a great director.
Oh yeah, no, I mean I don't think you can deny that.
And I guess these are other ones that he's done.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's seen Bear's Kiss from the year 2000. But yeah, he has a new movie coming out, Knight of Cups. Yeah, with Christian Bale.
Knight of Cups, cool.
50% on Rotten Tomatoes. Anyway.
Yeah, but 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, like, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad movie. It just means that, like, it's polarizing.
That is a good point, yeah.
So that's the thing about Rotten Tomatoes. You need to know how to, like, read the stat there. Because, like, some of my favorite movies don't have great Rotten Tomatoes scores.
Yeah.
Just because, like, yeah, they're not meant to be enjoyed by, like, obviously they're not going to be enjoyed by everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, the Babysitter with Jonah Hill. Great film. No, I'm kidding. That guy, actually, what was his name? David Gordon Green? Dallas Gordon Green? Is that his name?
The director of The Babysitter?
Yeah, he directed that movie, but he directed I think like George Washington and Pineapple Express. He directed some movies, like some artsy independent movies early on in his career and got like great critical acclaim and then he directed all these like weird stoner movies.
Weird.
His films are so strange. He directed Joe, a movie with Nicolas Cage.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know, he's a weird director. Yeah. I don't get what he's doing, but he is beloved. Like I've read like on Criterion and other websites of like people that they love, like directors they're most intrigued by, and it's just weird. I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, there are some weirdos out there who just like Yeah, you look through their IMDb pages, and it just seems random, sort of. Like, there'll be these kind of great, incredible, like, movies, and then just... I mean, I haven't seen The Babysitter, but I can imagine it's sort of, like, not that anything.
Yeah, apparently it's awful. it's really weird. So, we have a collaboration coming up.
Yeah, yeah, Spinal Tap Beer Garden, December.
January,
everyone.
January 22nd, right?
Yeah, the third week of January, third Friday of January.
Okay. And what's the deal?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is, I guess, second year of Film Sock and CITR collaborations. Third year, maybe?
I think second.
Because, yeah, well, we did the Blues Brothers with you guys, though, right? Was that with you?
Oh, that was...
I don't know if that was consecutive.
No, I think that wasn't...
That wasn't you?
Okay. I think we did. We did something with you. We did, like, we were involved in the Blues Brothers, but that was before I was... That must have been first or second year.
Okay, so that was a while ago,
Or 4 years ago.
But yeah, so last year we did School of Rock, and we did...
Pulp Fiction,
yeah. And this year we're doing Spinal Tap, which I think, yeah, should be a pretty good time. It's a fun movie. It's not like my favorite movie, but it's, you know, it's a good music movie.
Yeah, it's a funny movie.
We've got some bands playing, which should be a good time. That was what the big appeal was, I think, the last couple of Beer Gardens, and it really made it kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a cool event that you can do, that you can watch this fun movie and then also check out some bands.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's just like two fun nights packed into one.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you're lucky enough, you know, after, you might end up dancing in the Film Sock office space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, what else is happening with Film Sock?
So I was saying, we have kind of three different prongs of interest. One of them is the norm. Another one is our productions department, which is being run by our exec, Dora, which is, I mean, so like a few years ago, some Film Sock history is that we used to like really have a pretty active like film production aspect to the club. Like people used to join the club who are interested in making movies outside of the film production program at UBC.
Cool.
So, I mean, we have a lot of gear. Most of it's pretty outdated right now, but we have a lot of old, cool film gear.
So, and as a Film Sock member, could you rent that out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you should come down to our office sometime. There's weird stuff. We have, like, Super 8 camera and, like, a 60.
Yeah, I've hung out in the office a little bit, but not...
But, like, sorry, in our productions, like, closet space.
We have that's awesome.
Packed of, like, sort of useless, cool junk.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I think our 8mm, like, Super 8 camera is probably our coolest thing.
Yeah.
And we have film for it, too. So,
like, really?
There's been talk about making a Super 8 film.
You could make a Super 8 film.
Yeah, but that's not really what the production department's doing. So Dora this year is getting people, is sort of teaching the basics of film production and what different people do on a set, and then is receiving scripts, I think, right now. And collectively, they're going to choose one and make it into a short film to screen at the norm.
Wow.
I think before movies for a few weeks.
That's super cool.
Yeah, so we did a little bit of that last year, and we're doing it a little bit more this year, a little bit more organized. And hopefully, yeah, we're trying to restart interest as a club that can promote film productions for people who don't want to be or aren't accepted into film productions at UBC.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I kind of wish I was like, you know, not graduating this
year
totally.
For
that respect.
I feel that way, too. If I was in first year right now, I would have been so all over that.
Yeah, I mean, if that was the case, if I knew of that, because it's actually funny. I was a member of both CITR and Film Sock in first year, and I, by chance, stumbled into CITR and ended up doing a lot of stuff there. I feel like I could have easily fallen into Film Sock.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot of potential crossover there. I mean, so I think Dora, who I just mentioned, is getting more and more active into CITR right now.
That's cool. And, yeah, you guys have a show coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she's kind of running that with one of our regular volunteers, Dama. And so I think that's happening now. Maybe it hasn't been improved yet, but yeah, the real world.
I think it's been approved.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not sure if it's had its first show yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's lots of crossover. I mean, people who are interested and pretty passionate about one type of art are often people who kind of have that interest expanded. You know, just need to be a music buff or a film buff. I feel like there's often, you know.
Yeah.
People I know, yeah, who are interested pretty heavily in both.
Yeah. Like, I listened to an interview with Fred Armisen, and he said that he went to art school because he wanted to start a band.
Yeah, I mean, that's
which
seems
is
like
pretty funny.
A bit of a waste of time, but
yeah, but apparently that's a thing, I guess, because yeah. It's this crossover. Like, you're interested in art and visual mm-hmm. art. You're also interested in playing music, so you meet a bunch of like-minded people.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, there's a bunch of the art school bands. Right?
Yeah. But yeah, the film production thing is really cool. And then kind of joint to that, the third prong of Film Society is just to kind of provide a space for film enthusiasts just to get together and hang out and watch movies together. And kind of learn
that's
about
cool.
Film,
do you guys watch movies in the lounge there?
Yeah, we do. This year is somewhat less so than in previous years, but we're trying to kind of get that going again and make the Film Sock Club room a pretty active space for watching movies and hanging out and just talking about movies and stuff.
Cool.
So yeah, that's sort of Film Sock's kind of goals and agenda there, as kind of creating, showing and kind of theorizing and talking about movies. So it's a bit of an all-in-one, I guess. But it's a good time.
That's
I
awesome. Mean, well, we have about a minute left here. Let me plug it once more. CITR 101.9 FM, 24 hours of student power. We're finishing off the tail end. My name's Eric, here with Joey from Film Sock. Coming up next, we've got interviews with the Ski and Board Club, some oldies, some reruns of previous 24 Hours of Student Power, and last words on Film Sock.
Just whoever's listening, come out to the Norm. It's a great, fun space to watch movies on the cheap. And if you're a student interested in getting involved with Film Sock, please do. It'll be a great experience for your university career.
And how do you find out about Film Sock?
So we're online, ubcfilmsociety.com, and come to the Norm any night between Wednesday and Sunday, and there'll be people there willing to talk your ear off about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Joey.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
That's about it, I guess, for us here. And stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.